G'day. The adventure. That is sound. And no better place to enjoy that adventure than here on the Listener app. And I've met some extraordinary people in this world of sound, wandering the beaches of Curramine Beach, north of our great city of Townsville. There was a car show on, raising money for the Rural Fireys. One of the organisers, Damien Eggins, along with his wife, Liberty, they put so much work into these car shows, and every cent going to local charities. People love their cars.
Tell me about the love of cars, mate. Where did it come from?
I suppose when my dad had UK Motors here in Townsville many years ago, and I used to go to work with him every day. On a Saturday, I should say. But all the Morrises and the Minis and the Jaguars and everything like that. I just loved the chrome. And Dad came home one day with a Phase 3 GDHO that he had traded in.
Yep.
And, you know, Mum put $2 worth of petrol in it and made it around the corner, I suppose.
And you've loved him ever since?
Loved him ever since. So whenever Dad started that car up, for some reason I was on the back seat just going, let's go.
Isn't that great? Now here, we've got literally, I don't know, dozens and dozens of people who love their machines.
Yeah, so all these people have come from Townsville, Cairns, up through the Tablelands. We've been doing this for 22 years at Curramine Beach.
Yeah.
And these people, they're old friends because we don't get to see each other till this time of year.
Okay.
We skipped COVID because of COVID last year, but seeing each other, you know, Friday night, it was just hugs and tears and cuddles, and it was just fantastic.
Says there's a brothership with cars.
There is a brothership. Good guys drive hot rods.
How many cars you got here? And they look terrific.
Oh, there'd be at least 60 or 70 cars here, and there are hundreds of people, and the locals come down every year and support us. And you know, we've got, you can see our little donation tin in front of the car. So what we do is you vote for the best car with your wallet.
Yep.
So you throw a couple of bucks in there. So the best car gets people's choice. And all that money we raise today, along with our raffles all weekend, we give back to the community here. So our charity this year is the Rural Fire Brigade.
Yep.
Because they
yep.
play such an important role in a small community like this.
I bet they do. Now, you've raised money before too. Did I hear you say you've bought a defrib and a few other bits and pieces?
So 2 years ago, I think, well, it might be three, we bought a defibrillator for the beach because, you know, the kids are out there playing. We still have box jellyfish and those sort of things.
Yep.
So that was an important piece of infrastructure, or you could say not infrastructure, but an important piece for the beach, for the community.
How do the cars get back? really?
You know, a lot of people drive them. If you've got too many cars like my family, we put them on a truck and bring them up here because, you know, my wife Lib's been the main instigator. She's a Taffler. She's one of the founding families of Curramine Beach.
Yep.
And so we bring our truck full of gear and we send the cars up on truck. We used to drive, but it's all too much these days, you know.
Work. And it gets the cars dirty, for goodness sake.
It gets them filthy, actually. 9 o'clock at night and bugs all over them. You should have driven them. It was easier.
And they certainly made them shiny. Well, they had to. Of course, there's many fruit bats. And if you know what a fruit bat can do to a car's duco with his, well, what comes out of the south end of a northern flying fox is something 3rd Brigade really should employ. It is toxic. But the cars looked absolutely magnificent. And so many. One of them was a Century Buick. And Tony just loves this car. And its story is amazing.
Hey, Tony, big back seat.
Yeah, mate, you need that at the drive-in.
Hey, look, something's wrong with it. You got the steering wheel on the wrong side.
Yeah. It's supposed to be on the right side, but it's on the correct side.
The correct side. This is a beautiful car. Where did the love for cars come from for you?
Well, I'm really sorry about all the lovely cars like this that I destroyed in my young days. So I thought it's only fair that I should...
This is a beautiful machine. Tell me the story behind it.
This vehicle come from Red Bluff in California.
Yeah.
I have the original owner's manual and invoice for it. There must have been a lot of people there because the phone number was 73.
That was it, hey?
That was the total phone number.
Why did you get a car like this? Why? It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, but it's just a love that you have, you know.
Yeah.
In our retirement, thought, spend some time, do what we like, you know.
Right, when you got it with the phone number of 73, was it in good condition or no?
The car was in exact, this is all, everything is original except the paint, but I wanted to keep it as it was, but Red Bluff, California is probably one of the driest places in the world.
Okay.
And we live in Innisfail and we know how much rain's there.
So. Oh, yeah, the Golden Gumboot down the road with Tully, of course. Do you drive it?
Always. This is a driver's car. We don't. This is. I left the car out the front, but a mate from Cairns.
Yeah.
He said, why is the car out the front? It should be in here. I said, oh, you know, didn't bother. So he seen the keys and drove it in.
Oh, no.
And everyone said, who's that driving you a Buick? He's the new owner, mate. I sold it.
It's a century. Tell me just a little bit about it.
In us Australian days, Holden's had a special, a Holden Premier, then a Holden Statesman. So this was equivalent to a Holden Premier.
Okay.
So they have a special, a century, and then they have what they call a Roadmaster,
which
is our Statesman.
What do you think of these car shows that happen here in North Queensland, Damo and Lib put on?
Absolutely wonderful. You know, it brings just like-minded people together.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see some people that you would never think had an interest in a classic car.
Yeah.
That turn up, and it's only not long later, they end up with one. You know, they see the camaraderie and everything.
So, that's good. You're going to move the steering wheel?
No.
No. Do you ever get confused?
I
get in the wrong side?
I still do. I'll tell you a little story.
Yeah.
We're going through Innisfail, and my wife happened to be driving because I'd had some of the amber fluid.
Right, of course.
So we go over the hill at Innisfail near the showgrounds, and there's a police lady there, and she sees me. I'm having a little mouthful. She goes, wow, here's
no.
a wide one. So she pulls us over, and she come around to me here and said, do you know it's illegal to drink while you're driving? And I said, yeah, I do. And that's why I'm not driving. Ah. I said, lady, I think you should bend down and have a look who's driving this vehicle. She looked over and she lost it altogether.
Oh, no. Did she book you though?
No,
of course not.
We have had a little bit of sad news. We were going to have the Governor-General of Australia was coming up to open the game. And we've just found out that that he won't be coming.
No,
it's really sad. You know,
it is indeed.
That's life, isn't it?
It is. You know, these games are at the red track. I've been going for quite a few years from the very start. I just think they're the most wonderful for our kids with those extra abilities. Tell me about the challenge games.
Okay, well, you know what? It's been going now for 27 years. and we've got kids coming from all over North Queensland. We've got kids from Doomadgee coming and from Mackay, Mount Isa, Charters Towers, and, of course, all of Townsville. We have about 1,000 kids there with all different abilities.
Yeah.
So, you know, kids can do whatever they want at whichever activity they want to do. And it's just an amazing 2 days.
I love it. It's wonderful for the families to get together. And, yes, we say, you know, the kids got extra abilities, different abilities. But, you know, that day, the smiles are wonderful. I love that race. I still remember it like a video of seeing the kids in the chairs and the mums pushing the chairs, the race to the line, and the kids are screaming, the mums are laughing. It's just fantastic, and you've got all these different games. What do you reckon's the favourite for these kids?
Well, you know what? I think the frisbee, I think, and the vortex, and also now we have one called the parachute for the little kids, which is pretty amazing as well. So, hey, if you come down this year, we'll get you to give out some ribbons or something for us.
I'd be absolutely, absolutely honoured. That's Wednesday at the Red Track, and all the mums and dads, and to you, Lynn, all the organisers, I know what you do, the joy you bring these kids, and they see their mates perhaps involved in sport, now they can too, just like everybody.
Exactly.
And that's what you give them.
Thank you. And can I just tell you, we are very excited because there's a brand new sport. I'm not a brand new sport, but there's a new sport called race running, which is for kids that have got cerebral palsy or have got balance problems.
Yeah.
We've got a contingency from Brisbane coming up. And the young woman that's coming, Amy Tobin, is trialling for the Paris Paralympics. So they're going to be there. So, you know, there'll be an exhibition of this and also some races. So that's really exciting because it hasn't been to Townsville before. And, so come and just have a look at that as well.
You know what, if you want some joy, time's a bit tough, come and have a look at the Challenge Games. You'll get a smile on your face. Thank you, Lynn.
Hello, Pricey. How are you going? It's Cole Dwyer speaking.
Oh, the abacus king. Can you use an abacus?
I've never used an abacus, mate.
So hey, you're a bean counter.
Oh, come on.
Yes, you do. With the China. Oh, hang on a sec. Oh, we can't talk about that. Mate, you're a super bean counter. Why didn't you come up with another career? You know, like, why become a bean counter? We get frightened with you people.
Mate, I tried to be one of the finest athletes on the planet, but I was never going to make it.
No, nor I. Hey, mate, on the point of athletes, are we going to be able to afford the big O?
Well, you know, if we look at all the other Olympics that have gone, I think there's only one that says that it's broken even. So we've got a little bit of a concern about that.
Yeah, well, will the money come from us? As in up north, will we lose through the Olympics?
Well, most of the benefits are going to be concentrated down in that southeast corner, Pricey, and we're all going to be paying the cost.
Yeah, so, but it's a great thing, Cole. It's a great thing.
Absolutely, it is a great thing for the southeast. Don't have a problem with that.
Well, what about up it? No, surely she'll shift up. Well, it depends on who's in government. We're talking 11 years.
What are we getting? What are we getting at the moment? We're getting 3 football games, preliminary matches, probably worth around about $15 million, you know?
Yeah.
So we'd like a little bit more, and we'd like a seat on the decision-making table. How about that, Price?
Oh, I like that. What will... Okay, so there'll be a board, obviously, an Olympic board, to decide where the events are, money spent, all that sort of thing. So we get a seat. What a good idea.
Yeah,
a political person or a business person? Politics or business?
I think it just needs to be a regional person.
Yes.
It could be somebody from politics. It could be from business. Somebody who's articulate and is willing to say the things that need to be said on behalf of regional Queensland.
Yeah, now we are a powerhouse when it comes to money up here. There's just no doubt about it. That little jetty hanging off the Strand, it brings in a lot of quid. And of course, what about infrastructure too? Infrastructure, you know, with the copper line, will that be knocked on the head? Will things be knocked on the head?
Excellent question, Pricey. You know, it's a concern that we've got that we're going to be concentrating down in the southeast corner for the next 11 years. There's going to be urgency that's surrounding all those projects and reprioritisation. And when we get that, that means that our other areas lose their skilled workers and they suffer a little bit from that. So, you know, we've got a petition going so that we get some attention at the moment.
Yeah, what's the petition, mate?
Well, it's in State Parliament and we've got 1,000 signatures over the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And you've just got to look online at Queensland Parliament petitions and join us. You know, it's going gangbusters at the moment.
Good. Right? What's it called?
It's called the negative effects of the Olympics on regional Queensland.
Oh, we've got to think of positive. I know what you're saying. It's a great thing for the young athletes, a great thing for the state.
Absolutely.
But if we start planning now, that's what you're saying, so that all the state benefits, all the businesses up here as well.
We all want to be in on this. We don't want to be left out. We want to make sure that we get heard.
Mm. Colin Dwyer, economist, super bean counter and lover of this glorious part of the world. Good on you, mate.
Well, one question for you, Pricey. What were you doing when the Olympics were announced?
I was fast asleep.
Yep, well, I was counting my floral shirts, mate.
Good on you, Cole. See you, mate.
The people you meet on the Listener app in your ears.
Well, you don't have to shake hands, I suppose. Well, it's perfect for isolation. And you don't have to wear a mask. You just listen to these wonderful people you'll meet here with us on Listener. Happy days.